Here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Pretty woman, pretty credit, pretty tight. Load a black woman, and me feelin' like I'm 35. Get a girl, hit her with the face. She's like, in my way, hit her both ways. It's a mean nigga, and I met her in the summer, started with a kiss. And she felt so good that I had to flutter wrist. 2 days in, and I wanna have a kid. And she told me she belonged to the city. And a boy, wear a wig and a cig just to smoke away your tears. And I wanna learn about her fears and touch her rear. I think I love her, can't nobody come before her. And no one above her, and I wrote this like a sucker singer.
Touching for compatibility. Looking for the one that's right for me. Where do I go? Oh, where do I find her? Oh, touching for compatibility. Looking for the one that's right for me.
Pretty woman, pretty girly, pretty thighs. Older black woman, had me feeling like I'm 35. Get a girl, hit her with a phrase. Just look at my ways, hit that both ways. As a main nigga and a sidekick. Lil rider, fuck me like a side chick. She down like a North Face with some pauses. Bang credit card, scamming for deposits. And when I do my thing, she never stop me. She love to love me, loving me is like a hobby. Loving the dough, hit my nigga Cho, I told him hit the foe. She never let a nigga get too close. If I die, she probably marry me and love my ghost. So I had to work and get the ghost. Had to work harder so the bitches see the ghost. So my baby riding in it, then my baby riding in it. Then I only fuck with you because I got you. When it get it?
Touching for compatibility. Looking for the one that's right for me. Where do I go? Oh, where do I find her? Oh, touching for compatibility. Looking for the one that's right for me. Where do I go?
I'ma die, but you remember the gossip. Telegrams the size of GameCube memory cards. Yeah, yeah, I got a problem with your ex, and he know that if he hit your phone again, I gotta shoot with the foe. If I hit a nigga crazy, leave her brains on the floor. Just a yeah, keep it moving like I'm hitting the hoe. Anyway, just know I love you more and more in the shows. And I promise, baby girl, I probably never let go. So sing.
Touching for compatibility. Looking for the one that's right for me. Where do I go? That's right for me. Where do I go? Oh, where do I find her? Oh.
All right. I just want you, girl. Want you to be all mine. I need you, girl.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Uncensored, where entertainment, music, and culture matters. I know it's been a minute, but you know, we're back, and I hope you're all doing well, or at least you're trying to stay sane during this whole entire pandemic. And I am not here alone today, at least nimeleta watu niseme Nicole, you want to speak alone? So leo nimeleta marafiki wangu. Please introduce yourself.
I beg, why now? Why?
I know, like, the kitama ye,
that was a brilliant intro, man.
No, it was a good intro, like, in his ass, a boss. Well, that's more safe, man.
Aya, sir, Bill, introduce yourself.
Yeah?
Introduce yourself.
Oh, shit, oh, sir. it's the big man himself, right here. Tune into Uncensored. Finally, to my Karibishwa.
Finally,
begging and asking and nagging and zip like manze, when manze, when?
On your knees, dude.
On my knees, man.
It's true. That's a mini. I'm on the other side of the country. How you doing? Where is it? I can't see my name. I was looking
Kutoka Nairobi.
I want to look very serious. I want to look at this thing very serious.
Well, Simboja Nimalize to introduce me from Nairobi. Tell me, who raised you?
Hey.
We are sorry. Good.
So anyway, hey, manze, it's an honor to be on this Uncensored, manze. Hey, in which mingoja, yani, I was almost giving up, but I've been waiting to come to Uncensored.
But there's no more wait.
Thanks for inviting me. I hope you're going to have a very interactive show. Very, very controversial, but I hope it's just entertaining, makes sense at the end of the day.
Of course. And now, of course, I'm here to educate you too. Yes, those are my friends, yes. Right there, Bill and Brian, and of course me, Nicole Manzai. Today I'm introducing a new segment on Uncensored, and it's called Doing It for the Culture. We're doing it for the culture, yeah. So we're going to be discussing various topics that affect or is like trending in society. So from sex, gender, race, nightlife in Nairobi, you name it, like legit, we're going to be talking about it, what you feel about it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All of that. Yeah, I'm with you. Kwa sababu ya sahi.
Yeah, nightlife in Nairobi. What nightlife?
Check it. Relax.
Being chased
relax,
by police.
Bro. Relax. Kwani kitwita kwa forever.
Vile kunaenda men, you're not so called children of the Lord. Watu kukaa nyumbani.
Anyway, introducing the whole doing it for the culture is the topic equality of the sexes. Can men and women really be equal? Like ever. You guys should stick around to find out in a few. But for now, let's listen to some music. You guys are listening to Uncensored, where entertainment and music and culture matters. Don't move.
I just want you, girl. Want you to be all mine.
Perfect. I fuck who I want when I want to. Ain't no rules in the jungle. Niggas getting high, getting drunk in the jungle. You should get the leftover sips from my uncles. Niggas, you should really give a shit. We was humble. Then my little niggas got dark with a sun though. We was sitting in the backyard, it was fun though. We was young and dancing with the devil, bitch, I don't know. I was praying to a fake Cuban link, stupid me. Painting to the girl, I'm dating, that what you believe. All the little shit they used to say would ruin me. Turn me to a man and I'm nothing that's new to me. Marinade. Massive addiction in the 7th grade. Now I tell her make that booty levitate. Now she hold my dick up like an accolade. Who let the dog off the leash? Who let the wolf see the sheep? Let him eat right now. Who was a lame in his teens? Who got your broad in the sheets eating meat right now?
Perfect.
My
My Puerto Rican bitches looking colored exe. My colored bitches looking Puerto Rican exe. I fuck who I want when I want to. Ain't no rules in the jungle. Niggas getting high, getting drunk in the jungle. You should get the leftover sips from my uncles. Niggas, you should really give a shit. He was humble. Then my little niggas got dark with a
sunburn. It sounds so perfect.
I'm a hoes nigga, not a hoe nigga. PS phone nigga, I control niggas. I be some religion, watch your tone nigga. I'm on the phone with a gorilla. I can't take no shit, I take a joke nigga. I was digging my grave and found gold nigga. I'm the future, you are talking to the bones nigga.
God damn.
East up. Pinky ears, neck, freeze up. He's a monkey with some diamonds, oh good Jesus. Fuck going broke and giving up threesome. They stick together cause we are a people. And I know that line is below me. But if my nigga say he don't know, I don't know either, bitch. I fuck who I want when I want to. Ain't no rules in the jungle. Niggas getting high, getting drunk in the jungle. Bitches getting high, getting drunk in the jungle. Niggas, you should really give a shit. He was humble. Then my little niggas got dark with a sun go. We was sitting in the backyard, it was fun though. We was young and dancing with the devil, bitch, I don't know. Jungle.
Used to get the leftover sips from my uncle. Nasty C with Jungle here at Uncensored for entertainment, music, and culture matters. Nini mkwe mnapewa sips na uncles wenu mkiwenda outing. I mean, kwanga family gatherings. Mkwe mnapewa dogo.
Yeah, Cindy, when do you think that? When do you think I started my junk?
Oh, okay, well.
Hey, Bill, these uncles of yours, Bana.
Bill, are you okay?
My uncle supplies alcohol for a living.
Yeah, we'll have another session for you, Bill, like, for you to, you know, uncover all that.
Yeah, but yeah, this is a whole podcast on its own, by the way. So, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, please feel free to
tune into Uncensored and hear these stories. Anyways, you're with me, Nicole Nanzai, and I have my friends with me.
Yes, Nanzai's friends, yeah?
Today is Do It For The Culture. We're talking about equality for the sexes. Can men and women ever be equal? Ebu niambie ni mna gani? Men and women can be equal. Do you think they are?
What is example?
Do you think they are equal right now?
No, they're not equal.
Hell no. Hey.
No.
Bona, no.
Look. Uh-huh. Look. We have been in existence for 36 million years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Uh-huh.
And equality has never happened.
For me, when someone tells me straight equality of sexes, there's always that thing, because when if you compare different sectors and aspects in our lives and our society, the tips of scale of equality between the male and the female gender shifts.
Now, I asked some guys on Instagram 2 days ago if they think people are equal. It was half-half. Imagine 50-50. Kuna watu wanasema yes, kuna watu wanasema no. Watu wanasema yes, they're like, we are equal, but society, however, society, however, seems to think. I'm scared, Shrap. Muliache is slide.
Tumesikia, but niache is slide today.
Mkacha is slide. Yeah.
We're in a really good mood today.
Wangoi Muiruri says, we are all human beings with traits that complement each other. No gender is above another. And
so they are equal, yeah?
Yeah, so that one is saying we are equal. And okay. Another person is saying women are superior. Duh. And another one is saying, because we are all humans. These are just a few guys who are saying we are all humans.
Fallacy. Anyway, yes, moving on.
All of them are fallacy.
But I think, for me, I think it's just we are equal in value, but we're not the same. Then we shouldn't fight for equality. Then we should fight for. And when I say we, sikwabaya, but I mainly mean women. We shouldn't fight for equality. We should fight for equity. Because, once you say Nanzai, that, I don't think we can be equal.
pewa four cousins moja na chapo mbili on me very fast. Hapo mwongea kitu ya maana.
For real, we are so, when I say we, yeah. I'm still talking about women, like we're into this whole, we want to be, to show that we are bigger or we are more superior. Like even one person had said women are superior. I don't think that's the case. We're different. Some people are good at their job, some people are not good at their job, regardless of their gender. Okay. So why are we fighting for equality and yet we're not the same?
Okay.
Exactly.
I do understand why women comes in, because if you look at society today, confirm the gender is the main thing women are mostly fighting for. It's availability of their rights, simple rights. Yeah. We have like the society itself has given them like the basic physical rights, right to live, right to do what.
Yeah.
But the issue is mostly when it comes to women is the economic rights. Now, when it comes to the economic rights, what do you mean by economic rights?
Paying.
Pay. Opportunities.
Owning property.
And owning property.
Yeah. Especially being recognized. Recognized by the law as a property owner.
That's what I'm saying. Even that economic rights, huh? Like women, like they have been at a disadvantage, because find that whenever you're going for these big roles and CEOs and what,
yeah,
most of the time it's normally picked, men are picked. With my, so I had this conversation with my dad and his friends. We're talking about, he was telling me how, like in the olden times, that was between the, from us, from two going back, like to the 1990s. Eh? The reason why, mainly, like he was giving me like the example of banks. Banks weren't getting female managers, and he told me one thing. It's like there's some reasons why people weren't picking, because the job as it is can be so stressful, and they need somebody who can handle the pressure up front.
Yeah.
And even made me even think, and I was like, okay, when women are at home dealing with the pressure of raising kids while you're not around, isn't that enough pressure to bring the character to? Yeah, withhold. And he said, like, it reached a point for them to now sit down and realize, like, okay, yeah, kumbe, they can uphold. And then there wasn't that trust, like, they're like, I can't trust someone with my finance. Because our society knows that the men are the ones who handle this.
We can't say because I'm a woman I should just get that position just because I am a woman. Do I have the qualifications for that? Do I have the qualifications for that? That's why when I see people tweeting at if women just were together and we decided we want to vote for a woman into power, we can do that because we are majority. But then, mama akona hizo qualifications tukianza tu hapo.
Exactly.
Ama tunaika tu. Just because she does not have male genitalia.
This is uncensored. Just say it. This is uncensored, yo. But anyway, move on. Uh-huh.
So is it that now tumefika that point of we are tired of how men have been treating us, so now we want to show them that we are now superior? Or is it we are equal, show us something? I don't know, like we're fighting to be on top, yet some others are claiming at we are the same, but they want to be on top. I don't get this whole equality.
That's what I'm saying. Like you see, for women, like it's that whole notion of economic rights. That, because they haven't been able to get it. It's that's why many are at the forefront, because they'll be like, oh, women should be getting the same economic opportunities. Mm. And remember when I began, I said depending on different aspects, different things in our society, the equality scale between the both genders keep. Because take for example, man, this is a really touching topic. Take for example the sector of mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
if you look at the equality scale when it comes to mental health between the genders of human beings, women are enjoying the benefits of going through the whole system of mental health and everything. But yet, fine, it's not in the same level playing field when it comes to the men.
Men, boy child.
Yeah, because I see for the boy child, it's really when it comes to certain issues, is that there's always something that is there. You see, when women, it's always partner, you guys are not, you cannot handle the pressure and everything. But now when it comes to mental health, when it comes to men, there's always this preconceived notion, eh? You're a man, be a man. Men are not emotional. Well, yet, when it comes to mental health, a lady's like, oh, I'm depressed. Everybody will fall for her. Oh, honey, what is going on here? Your partner, see this person. So you find like, that's what I'm saying. There's all a different aspect in the society and everything that men can have like are favored more, and in other aspects, women are favored more. So if we are gonna want to achieve this whole notion about equality, we have to change everything.
But Nanza, you remember the opening thing when you said you don't think equality is ever possible, and it's true.
Yeah,
we can never be equal, and that's why even okay, if you're a Christian or whatever religion you're in, there's a reason why a man was created and a woman was created, yeah, so that they can complement each other. Sisters who are equal is to complement each other for equity, sindio?
Yeah, yeah.
So now, Bill, I will agree with you that ikikuja kwa society, there are some parts where men are favored and there are some parts where women have the power, sindio?
Yeah.
Mental health, I think, is a really good example where men, the power there to dictate things and make things happen is a bit low when it comes to men, sindio?
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to economics, at least I'll appreciate the fact that 100 years ago in Kenya, a woman owning a palatial home in Runda worth 100 million, it was unheard of, sindio?
Mm.
But at least today, I'm sure ukiezenda mahali, I mean, if you take a walk around the neighborhood, I'm sure you'll find a few women here and there.
At your neighborhood? Hey, excuse. Can you see any neighborhoods? Can you see any neighbors, John?
Kubai.
So you are walking, strolling around the neighborhood.
Alafu unapatiwa tu pale hivyo.
Neighborhood ni barabara, my friend.
Neighborhood yetu kuna anti haria fulani hapa hivi.
In our estate.
At least improve, and we're getting there. Okay, we are getting to a point of equity.
Yeah.
If I'm making sense. Is equity making sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think when you get to a point where women are accorded the privilege to compete for the same things as men without being looked over the fact that this is a woman, and let's go soft on her because she's a woman. Let's give her an advantage because women have not been given opportunities before. Even when you do that, still, bado kuna ka element ka equality akako una get, because you're favoring the scale on one side na side nyingine tunaacha tu hivi, that man who's qualified is still being left behind.
No, yeah, like when we say we're the same, we're suggesting, you know, like we're identical, but when we talk about equality of the sexes, we're not really saying that we're completely identical, but we're in value, we are identical. Like we are identical, because we aren't the same emotionally or mentally, physically, of course physically. Mimi siezi beba mtungi ile, you know, like, but we are equal in value. I think that's what some people want to say, but then it comes off as I am better than you, or I want to show you that I am, you know. That's
actually I think you do have a point, because the approach is the problem. Because if you go to social media right now, the main tactic being used to advance feminism is accusing.
Yeah.
Oh man, you're such a chauvinist. Oh,
and feminism isn't just for women, by the way, it's also for men, but now people have made it seem as if you say you're a feminist, you automatically think, okay, uyu ni men are trash.
And exactly, and it's that unfortunate situation is because of a few individuals here. I don't think people really understand what feminism is all about.
Yeah.
There are a few individuals out here who are trying to support feminism, but they are attacking people. So the technique of keeping on accusing men of being chauvinistic, it will never work, because the first thing when you see wanaume wengi saizi Kenya ukileta jina feminism, it just, the mind just switches off.
Yeah.
Wanajua, oh, men are trash. Oh, you guys are so chauvinistic. Oh, amjali watu wengine. Oh, you see, as in, haita work, haita na mahali. Quality will never be achieved this way.
I think the thing we need to do is just to embrace gender diversity. Like, understand that we are different in some sectors and just embrace it.
That's true, that's true. I mean, an apple can never try, can never be a good orange.
Yeah, it's true.
Sindio?
Yeah.
An apple should take pride in being an apple and find the strong points in being an apple to make it a good apple. But trying to fit someone else's shoes, it won't take you anywhere. Even if you're given that equal opportunity, it won't be the same.
Yeah. Anyways, for now, let's take a short break. But before we continue, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms. I go by Nicole Manzai on everything, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. Aya, Brian, utaki kusema yako?
Oh, guy, Bill. Another mini host. Oh, wow. Oh, you're so polite. Wow, you're so polite.
Y'all thought I was rude.
I'm KKCU, the African maestro, on all social media platforms. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Same name, same handle.
Oh, me. At Muzundo on Instagram. And Twitter at Bill_Murundo.
Yeah. No nene. Annette. Lego. Let's go.
I just wanna groove to the beat all night. Yeah. I just wanna move to the beat all night.
Recipes are kutenge za hit song. Doesn't matter language unaongea. Kiwa poa ni boy ta talk lezea. Genge, pigeon, kizulu, Lingala, Swahili, kizungu. Mse make sure una keep it simple. Females at least ka smile like a dimple. Bitu siokote kwa studio barabara. Make sure kuna mdundo wa kibiashara. Kai, sai, ona blu watu anajinusha kimasai. Okay, don't get too excited wana. Tulia wacha kujichocha tu sana. Make chorus catchy vifiti. Sige sauti amka kwa hiyo kiti.
I just wanna groove to the beat all night. I just wanna move to the beat all night.
So easy. Ona vile watu wanazitoka mdogo mdogo bila kuchoka. IMCs bado sijamaliza. Sasa ngoma kwa radio tu naisikiza. Three piece na DJ mwadropia. Kama ujio ni nini please kia. Song instrumental na capella. Ngoma waifanye justice wakiwa wera. Very important music video sector. Lazima uinvest tu pesa. MTV station zote zitacheza hii. Choreography fiti tu na wadhi. Nayo. Chorus anetu ndio mshi.
I just wanna groove to the beat all night. I just wanna move to the beat all night.
Now move to the left. Out tonight. right, behave tafadhali, kunywa na mpango silecha kari. Tonight tunadunda na amani, na George outfit ni kali. Mind usikanyage vya tuzangu za white, party all of a sudden nikageuka fight. What's up with the bouncer, mbona katiki, vila na ncheki na feeling kanko kamiti. Lipa bilu siepe nazo, deep waiter kitukaso tano. Leo mistaki mambo mingi nasikia, rao sichokeshe mimi. Niko dance flow tunakungoja, tengeza line to dance pamoja. Enjoying goma, haya, pole 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 pole.
I just wanna groove to the beat all night.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I just wanna move to the beat all night.
About Nonini.
Nini?
The guy has never, oh yeah, Nonini. The guy has never been endorsed by any brand. Which makes me ask, umse likuwa naingiza pesa aje basi? Sabu, aize tegemea MCSK break, eh?
I think most of these guys had other jobs.
Yeah, unless you were, what is this guy who was born of wealth? Ukijana, Prezo.
That's on get you.
Yeah, unless you were Prezo, you were your
Prezo,
Prezo,
yeah, Prezo, Jackson Getch.
That right there was Nonini featuring Annette with Pole Pole on Uncensored. But anyway, the gender diversity discussion continues. It appears everyone, men and women, want to solve this inequality problem. We want to know, can we ever be? Unajua bado hatujajibu hiyo swali. I think tunasema tu we are not equal. So, do you think we'll be equal? Like ever?
I do not think so.
Because unakumbuka Brian ulikuwa anatuambia ati these people had written 100 whatever. 100,
oh yeah, in 1918. It's an article I was reading. In 1918 a letter was written by a group of people saying 100 years from now we expect that equality will be taking place. Men and women will be sharing the same voice. They'll be having the same jobs. Families, men and women will be taking the same responsibilities. But now, that was in 1918. 2018 was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Is the situation, and that actually, let me just look for the article as the podcast goes on. It was an American writer who was talking about that. Mind you, America is, we consider it one of the most advanced societies in the world. Okay, one of the oldest societies. Sindio, it's more than 200 years old.
So it's not one of the oldest, man. China's been there for ages, bro.
Okay, one of the oldest democracies that has gone through maturity, Sindio, because it's been around for 200 years.
Okay.
History, we see you.
We're not bragging or anything.
So anyway, yeah, 100 years ago, equality was not possible. 100 years later, 2018, it's still not happening. So maybe let's try again 100 years later. That's 21. And actually, on the side of the men, if we stop showing women how little they are, trying to belittle them, I think the bottom is idea to change the perspective as well. Cindy,
true.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really
But anyway. I don't think it's only men. Even women themselves try to... Like wanaji eka chini sa zingine.
True, that 100%. I totally agree with you. You just said something here about sometimes women like they sometimes don't cheat themselves.
They sometimes belittle them.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. As in, it's not always women are seeing themselves as capable of doing such things are like, oh, okay, yo wacha tu baba ya nani atafanya ama mimi
baba Jaden
baba Jaden ama hii
nanti wacha kulitekesha.
it's a joke if you are not here you would not understand. But anyway,
they belong to the family, so
What?
Yeah, crush. If you still have a crush on Bill, don't worry. Watoto si wake. Bado kuna chance.
And since I've kageuka kwa Tinder.
You know the rent with me out here. Me,
hey, na mi papa tata. Hey, amekupata permission.
Good wingman bana.
Acha kusema kama wingman. Lies.
Galatians chapter 3. You should do it even before you ask. Just be a
Kilonzo atakusaidia because anajua obviously kuna marafiki enye he can benefit from.
Wait, what?
What?
Wait, what? What? Manigo, what?
As in.
No, actually, you do have 10 seconds to defend yourselves, and it better be good.
No, look, I'm not saying my name. I'm
Oh, taking one for the team?
Yeah.
I don't mind making new friends.
That's normal. That's why he's out here pimping me out, brother.
No, that is not the motive. My intentions are noble. Just like I believe equality should be, equity should be advanced. Yes. My intentions.
Eto niko na swali. Vile tunasema, sometimes we give more attention to a sex. Is it really bad? Because sometimes maybe they need more attention than the other. You get?
Yeah, pardon?
As in, size is it, vile tumekua tuki complain kusu, oh, boy child imeachwa, boy child imeachwa. I understand that whole bit of boy child imeachwa, because for real imeachwa, but back then,
that's true.
But back then, boy child was okay, and girl child was the one suffering. And so we gave more, we favored girl child more then, but then we reached a point, it's a thin line. Between, you know, slightly favoring it and completely forgetting the other sex, which is now what we have done now, and we've left boy child sasa. There's
and
no attraction for them.
Going
there's
in
nothing.
Circles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we need to find a balance where we're like, this is what we need to come up with. You know, like, yes, we can favor this one, but to what extent so that they can be uplifted to the same place where this other one is. Does
and I think if we appreciate the role that women have to play in our lives more, I think we'll have a better way of defining equity and giving them opportunities that will help them fulfill who they are. And I think that will be much better than just fighting for equality.
Yeah.
For its own sake.
Yeah.
I think that's what I was trying to say.
Sawa. Let's take a short break to listen to some new music. And when we come back, we'll give our final thoughts on what we think. This is Uncensored, where entertainment, music, and culture matters. Don't move.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
Welcome to our website. We got loads of news and gossip for you today. But first, here's a new song.
On
train going by. A lot of people be thinking, but I'm just a sayer. Artists can't perform at Super Bowl, but it's okay for the players. All these halfway movements need a whole lot of improvement. Everybody wanna talk, everybody wanna type, ain't nobody finna do shh. And everybody throwing dirt. All that talk won't work. All that talk don't work. And who you think he talking to? Nerd. But way to get worse. Wait, it been bad. Showing up to the Grammys mad. Trying to win some we already had. Trying to become some we already are. Don't make me go Rastafari. We do no trying, no die. We living, I'm living. I get more specific. All these admirations, likes and false validations, feeding to our ego. Come from Soka Negro. 1 in 4 get locked up. Your girlfriend get knocked up. Plan B was they plan A. To lower the count of our families, to lower the count on our damn votes. Let the man quote who dropped drones on him. Yeah, don't take that tone on him. Don't go watch the throne on him. Just hit a billy, he gone on him.
Step up and get bombed. Bobby created by my producer.
Final thoughts.
For me, my advice to people is to really want to deal with these issues affecting equality of the sexes and everything.
Mm.
I think it is a good idea to bring everybody on board.
Here,
when it comes to feminism and everything. Like, if you really want to tackle this patriarchal system in our country and everything, bring everyone into the conversation. And when you bring everyone to the conversation, like if you bring like men and like, hey, men come, we need to talk about and do this.
You're sitting in the table discussing about both genders, but only one gender is present.
I'll agree with Bill. Need to put everyone on the same page. Tukubaliane yo. We need to work together for mutual benefit, not for one person to be put away from power for the other person to come into power.
Yeah.
Let's try to work this out to both benefit. Yeah. Let's look at the woman as an opportunity to create a nurturing society with power. See, I'm sure you've heard of research that says that companies where women are CEOs tend to perform better because everybody feels valued. You know, like the way they have a nurturing into leadership.
Mm.
So if we can tap into this, into the beauty of womanhood, and give them an opportunity to do so. And I think it's already happening. I mean, we've already come so far, and I think we're also going far. So if we continue doing that and focusing on equity, I think to tender mahali.
We'll go somewhere. So for me, will we ever be equal? I don't think we should be equal. So I don't think we will be equal.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
When it comes to the whole equality issue, fight for equity and not equality, because we are different. We are just, we're identical in value, but very different in other sectors of our life, mentally, physically, emotionally. We're all different. So once you come to that conclusion of we should just embrace gender diversity, we'll be fine. We'll be good.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. That is so, so true.
Yes. Anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed your time here. Will you enjoy and sense that? We weren't even that candid. I feel like we were just, we were there, we were introducing ourselves.
Ah, nijuni kwa shai.
Yeah, tulikuwa shai.
Mgeni ya somangi features kwa ya kwanza.
But with time, we shall surely be more, you know, explicit to your pleasing.
Kwanza the next episode. Oh, Danzai, yes, this topic, yes, of the next episode.
Yes, Kwanza, this next episode, I shall not spill any beans. I shan't. Mtangoja, itabidi tumgoje.
Only on uncensored people. Only,
yes,
on uncensored.
And please keep in mind that these are just our opinions, not to be taken as fact, okay?
Yes. It is our opinion. If
you want
to engage us, it's okay,
engage us. Yeah, see, lazima mfuate ati.
You don't come to attack us.
Attack me. I will bring you down.
Ati, you'll bring us down.
Nimesema, if you try to troll me, I will troll you in equal measure.
Eish. Same energy, my friend.
Atuongo fiki tu bana. Hapana tambua.
guys, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Oh, wait. Before you cut out. A random fact. There was a female rock band called Rock Witch, and it was famous for throwing golden condoms at their audience. And whoever got it, male or female, was taken backstage to have sex with the band members. Only on Uncensored People. See you next time.
Wow. That was interesting. Interesting fact. By Brian.
Wow.
I thought
that was a match.
Sawa.
I beg you, baby, kick it to the left now. If you wanna eat it, no pressure. I only do range, no Tesla. Balmain, dripping umbrella. I'm tryna love you like a gangster. Baby, would you answer? I give you love, make I give it to you faster. Cause you fucking with a gangster. Oh my days, I'm tryna give it to you, come my way. You know I'm a bad girl, I show you my ways. Send a location, I put it in ways. Forever. I want you, my jello. I'm like, hey, you know. Hey, you looking kinda nice, you know. Got me feeling your vibe, you know. Baby, don't be shy, you know, yeah. You know, I'm like, hey, you know. Hey, you looking kinda nice, you know. Got me feeling your vibe, you know. Baby, don't be shy, you know, yeah. You know, yeah. I beg you, baby, kick it to the left now. If you wanna eat it, no pressure. I only do rage, no Tesla. Balmain, dripping umbrella. I'm tryna love you like a gangster. Baby, would you answer? I give you love, make I give it to you faster. Cause you fucking with a gangster.
You see my dark shades on like I can't see you.
They know I'm an anti you.
Used to have an old black range tinted windows.
Now I'm in the AMG cool.
Girl, take control. Wind up your waist in your two piece. So babe, I'm choosing. Nah, look at the face, that's beauty. Baby, your waist is guilty. Darling, I'm getting money, I'm a hustler. Rolling with me, you gon' prosper. I'll be your sponsor. Tell me what you want, love. No more Indomie, now it's steak and lobster. Oh, na-na-na-na. Love you like a king, but I fuck you like a mobster. Oh, na-na-na-na. No, she will never let go, no. Cause I got that special love.
I beg you, baby, kick it to the left now. If you wanna eat it, no pressure. I only do range, no Tesla. Balmain, dripping umbrella. I'm tryna love you like a gangster. Baby, would you answer? I give you love, make I give it to you faster. Cause you fucking with that. Don't tell nobody if you put your hands on me. If you want it, I can be your fantasy. If I see you in my next life, baby, don't take time. I'ma take you for a test drive. We gon' live for a best life, best life. I beg you, baby, kick it to the left now. If you wanna eat it, no pressure. I only do range, no Tesla. Ball.
on me, dripping umbrella. I'm tryna love you like a gangster. Baby, would you answer? I give you love, make I give it to you faster. Cause you fucking with a gangster.
I beg you, baby, kick it to the left now. If you wanna eat it, no pressure. I only do rage, no Tesla. Balmain dripping umbrella.
I'm tryna love you like a gangster. Baby, would you answer? I give you love, make I give it to you faster. Cause you fucking with a gangster.